ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We open this Shravan Kirtan camp with a discussion about Shravan, hearing about Krishna, citing verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 2, and also from chapter 8, and also from the second canto, and also from the third canto. There are many, many verses. And the 10th canto opens with Parikshit Maharaj's statement, Nivritta Tarshaya Rupagiya Manad Bhavau Shaudat Chotra Manobhiramat Ka Uttama Shloka Gunana Vanams Puman Piran Virajeta. Now I'm getting mixed up. Puman Bhavabdi. There are so many verses. Puman Virajeta, Puman Bhavabdim. Puman Virajeta Vina Pashugnat. Yeah. So, the introduction to the 10th canto, the smiling face of Krishna. Parikshit, of course, when they were sitting, Shukadev didn't say, now I'm going to begin the 10th canto. But the scene was set in the discussion of the various dynasties of kings that Shukdev had related had come up in the 9th canto up to the present, or just previous to the present time, up to Krishna. So now the stage was set for Krishna Katha. The Shravan means, so that verse says that Parikshit Maharaj says here that someone will like to chant, which means hearing also, pastimes of Krishna, if they have no more thirst for material enjoyment. Persons who chant and hear in that way, they experience Krishna Katha as being the medicine for material life. And it's very pleasing to the mind. Then, this Krishna, who is praised in choice verses, who will not want to praise his qualities in the parampara system? The only person is someone who's killing themselves. Who's a killer of the soul, means this can be understood to be an impersonalist who want to kill their spiritual relationship with Krishna, and animal killers. So such persons, they won't be attracted to hearing about Krishna. So Shravana, Shravan Kirtan means about Vishnu, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. That is the whole subject of the Vedas, Vedaischa Sarvairaham Eva Vedyaha. Krishna says the whole subject of the Vedas is the knowledge of the Vedas is to know Him. Vede Ramayane Chaiva Purane Bharate Tata Adavante Cha Madhyam Cha Hari Sarvatra Giyate. Vyasadeva confirms this at the end of Mahabharata by stating that in all the Vedic literatures, Puranas, the histories, beginning, middle and end, the only real subject to be discussed is Krishna. So Krishna is everything in one sense. That series of verses from the second chapter of Bhagavatam, which very famous, discussing about the superiority of devotional service and the effects of hearing about Krishna. The next verse, After that, which begins discussion of the Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead, that begins Idang hi Vishvang Bhagavan Ivetara. This universe is different from Bhagavan. So it makes a distinction. There is a distinction. It's not that it's all the same. It's not that, because in one sense Krishna is everything, that everything is Krishna Katha. Even in the Vedas, not everything is directly Krishna Katha. Persons who are great devotees, they can find Krishna everywhere. But some parts of the Vedas, they're not only not directly Krishna Katha, but they're for misleading others. That may be very strange to hear. But persons at a certain level, they're prepared to follow the Vedic injunctions, but they're not prepared, the Vedic injunctions for living in this world, but they're not prepared to surrender to Krishna. The Vedas lead to surrender to Krishna, but most people are not ready for that. So this is Vyasadeva's bridge preaching program, that he presents all kinds of things, but Narad Muni came and said, hey, your bridge preaching is a bunch of rubbish. You're just misleading people. You should tell them the real thing, directly, straightforwardly. Otherwise, people will... You wrote it, you're Vyasadeva, you're supposed to be the authority. You say, well, it's in the Vedas. You kill animals, worship different demigods, yoga. They'll take an excuse from you. So Vyasadeva said, oh, okay, all right. So he began the Srimad Bhagavatam by stating that, well, whatever else I gave previously, that's just a bunch of rubbish, so you can ignore that. Dharma projita kaitava atra. In here I'm going to give you the real thing without all that cheating stuff that I gave before. So all the Vedas are meant to know Krishna, but if you don't know that the Vedas are not meant to know Krishna, then you'll take certain statements at face value and not find Krishna. There's a Bengali saying Srila Prabhupada used to sometimes cite, that someone, he read through all these seven khandas of Ramayana, and at the end he asked, well, I just couldn't understand something. Who is Sita the husband of? Wait a minute. She's not the husband of anyone. She's the wife of Rama. To think that Sita's a male after reading the whole Ramayana means you must have been reading it in Chinese, which you don't understand. How could you ask such a foolish question if you've actually studied? But people come up with such foolish misunderstandings, and they support it on the basis of Shastra, or they try to support it. So really, as Ramanuja stresses very much, and this is a point which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially appreciated from Ramanuja's teachings, that we have to go to the devotees. The devotees will give us the right understanding. Everyone in Vedic culture, I said this Sharanagati verse, this Anukul Yasya Sankalpa. So similarly in Vedic culture, it is commonly known, this Taka Pratishta Shutiyo Vibhinna. Everyone would quote it. Sometimes they quote it, that Veda Vibhinna Shrutiyo, there are different, but the point, Mahajano Yena Gata Sapanta. Everyone would say, you see, don't bother with all that, you have to follow a Mahajan. But all the different people would offer different Mahajans. In Prabhupada's purport to that verse, which is from Mahabharata, quoted in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada's purport, derived from Srila Bhaktisarasrata Thakur's commentary, says that, well, to the demons, Ravana and Hiranyakashipu, they are Mahajans. You see, you follow the Mahajan, you see, you follow Ravana. See that down here in Tamil Nadu, in the last few generations, people have been taking that seriously, taking Ravana as the... He is the one you should follow. Don't follow Ram, follow Ravana. Then to the scientists, Einstein is a Mahajana. He's probably in the world, apart from religious figures, the most respected name is Einstein. He was a fool, according to Vedic understanding, because he wasted his whole life searching for the wrong thing. He never asked the right question. Ke ami kene ame jare tapatrai. Who am I and why am I suffering the threefold miseries? So he's very intelligent in one sense, but very foolish, just like everyone else in another sense, because he never came to the point of asking the right, even asking the right questions, let alone finding the answers. So like this, they're different. For the for the followers of the Mimamsa, for the materialistic followers of the Vedas, then Jaimini, he's the Mahajan. So everyone says. Then you may say, well, how do we know? How can we know? The answer is, we can't. By our own brain power, by our own logical analysis, we can't understand anything. And even if we understand something according to logic, someone else can come along and give a different logic and show that whatever you understand, it's not actually as logical as you thought. And in fact, if you want to do philosophy, starting from the bottom, just like this Descartes in the Western world, he thought, okay, let's do philosophy. Let's be sure. Let's see if we can be sure. What the only thing I can be sure of is that I am conscious. So there's something there. What do you say? Cognito ergo sum. Famous in philosophy. I think, therefore I am. Well, he already presumes that he is thinking, that he's a distinct entity which is thinking. The Mayavadis in India, they wouldn't accept that I think. They say, no, no, you've got it wrong. So the bottom of, you can't even begin to understand. If we want to understand everything, beginning from what? There's no basis even to begin with. Like Gokul Chandra Prabhu, some years ago, he started some investigation into Vedic epistemology. Epistemology is the Western term or English term for that which somewhat corresponds with the Vedic term, Pramana Tattva. How can we know? How can we know what is correct? So he thought he'd do a seminar or something like this. But there, you can spend your whole life and you won't come to the end of it. Even these are the tools of philosophy. There's not even understanding what is what. But even to understand how to understand, you can't understand that properly. So it's hopeless. No, it's not hopeless, because Mahajano Yena Gata Sapanta. If we come in contact with someone who actually knows, they can show us and tell us. But then again, you'll say, how can you know? How can you? Brahmanda Brahmate Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Abhij. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, if you're fortunate, then you can get the seed of devotion from Guru and Krishna. But then if you don't, well, I don't believe in Krishna, then you're not fortunate. You say, well, that's just your opinion. Well, yeah, if you want to take it from the position of yourself judging the whole universe, yeah, it's just another opinion. But there are some facts which, however much you don't want to believe in them, there are facts. Four of them are very prominent: birth, death, old age and disease. This is reality as we experience it at this level. Buddha Dev, he also saw this, that whatever else is going on in the world, people are interested in, there are four things which no one escapes from. We should be serious about escaping from it. And what are they? Birth, death, old age and disease. So he came up with this whole system of understanding, and the conclusion is emptiness, voidness, which means that there's, according to his philosophy, ultimately there's no birth, death, old age or disease anyway. Then why did you become the Buddha? If you want to get free from birth, death, old age and disease, then you come to the conclusion, well, everything's empty, there's nothing really there, and there's also not birth, death, old age and disease, so why bother to try? It's self-defeated. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, it's not just, well, you're lucky, you hit the lottery. If you're lucky, you get the Mahajana. But the Mahajana, it's not just, okay, Krishna, that's it, finished. But it explains that we do have intelligence. And to the extent that our intelligence can understand, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can explain. But we're not just, apart from the fact that we have very limited intelligence, it's not just that by our intelligence we can understand everything. There's experience also, likes, dislikes. So Krishna consciousness is experiential. Pratyakshavagamam dharmyam susukam kartam avyayam. It actually gives us happiness. Paramakarana pahunduijana nitai gora chandra sabha avata sara shiromani kevala ananda kanda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda's process is simply blissful. Therefore, they're the best. So we have to go to a Mahajana. Someone who can teach us, show us what is the right path. And everyone follows some Mahajana, even if they say, well, I don't follow anyone, I just take a little bit from here and a little bit from there. But even the idea of taking a little bit from here and a little bit from there, it's not an original idea. You mix everything up and come up with you. So we're all building on what we already know. We have so many impressions in our consciousness from this life and from previous lives. The culture that we're raised in very much affects our beliefs, our attitudes. Just like among Hindus, the idea of killing cows is horrible, or used to be. But in the Western countries, they think that's a joke. Ah, sacred cow, come on, just a joke. Cows, they're meant for killing, that's what they think. Why, what are you making a fuss about cows for? So according to the culture, the people have, we're very much influenced by that. People have different outlooks and beliefs. So those who are fortunate, they will come to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Chandra Charne Kurute Anuraga Prabodhananda Saraswati. He enjoins us, just give up all your nonsense ideas and become attached to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Chandra, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches Srimad Bhagavatam. He unfolds the Srimad Bhagavatam, opens it up in a manner that even previous acharyas had not done. Previous acharyas had commented on Srimad Bhagavatam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu respected those commentaries. In fact, when Vallabhacharya wanted to make a commentary, an original commentary, not based on any previous acharyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised him. You have to follow Sridhar Swami's commentary. So all the commentaries are built up from Sridhar Swami's commentary. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unlocked the hidden gift. It's hidden in Bhagavatam. To us it doesn't seem hidden because we've been shown it. But it wasn't apparent to others. That is the Unatojvala Rasa, the topmost resplendent rasa, the mellows of pure devotional service, especially of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. So that's hidden. Radha, the name is not directly mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed that Radha Mahima Prema Rasa Shima, that the glories of Radha, she is the topmost. The ultimate limit, if there is no limit, but just it's said metaphorically, that she's the topmost limit of prema ras. So this word prema, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave much importance to this. He pointed that to us, that prema prayojana. Prema is our actual necessity of life, not dharma, artha, kama, or moksha. All of human endeavors can be categorized in these four areas: dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Even sinful people, they may not be interested in dharma or moksha, but they're interested in kama and artha. And when people become religious, then they're interested in dharma. And when they become spiritually minded, they become interested in moksha. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed beyond that our real necessity is prayojana. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that in all the Vedas, there are three subjects of knowledge. So when we're talking about Krishna Katha, means that is from the Vedas and corollary literature. So there are three subjects. That is Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. So the ultimate topic is Prayojan, Krishna Prema. But we won't find that directly in much of the Vedas. It's paradoxical that the Vedas are supposed to lead us to Krishna, but the real essence, Krishna Prema, it's what is that? Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna, Trigunya Vishaya Veda. The Vedas mostly deal with topics which are concerned with the three modes of material nature. Srimad Bhagavatam takes us to the platform beyond even moksha. This Kaitava Dharma, cheating so-called Dharma, Sridhar Swami, the commentator on that, sometimes they take him as a Mayavadi, but he himself says, in the beginning of his commentary on the Bhagavatam, says that among all the kinds of cheating Dharmas, what are the cheating Dharmas? Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha. And the worst is Moksha. That desire. Tarma de moka vancha kaita pratan jaha hoite Krishna bhakti hoi antardhan. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami explains that among all the kinds of cheating dharmas, the desire for impersonal liberation is the worst. because it snuffs out the desire to attain, to serve Krishna, to develop Krishna consciousness, Krishna bhakti. So the Krishna katha, there are various levels. Prayojana katha means to discuss Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's associates. There's also sambandha gyan, understanding who is Krishna, who are we, what is our relationship with Krishna, philosophical knowledge. There's also abhideya katha, discussion of devotional service and how it should be performed. So in this way there are various levels of Krishna katha. The topmost is prem katha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deputed Nityananda Prabhu to preach in Bengal, that his preaching is described prem pracharan ar prashanda dalan dui karje abadhuta karen brahman. Nityananda Prabhu, the avadhut, the one who acts beyond the Vedic principles, not in violation of, but beyond them, he wandered throughout Bengal preaching Krishna prema and subduing the atheists. So this was his preaching. The highest category of preaching is preaching on the level of Krishna prema, describing, particularly the word prema is applied to Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. So that's the highest level of Krishna katha. And we're talking about katha means we're talking about shravana, shravana and kirtan here, on the topic of the shravan kirtan camp. So that's the highest level. And then the most basic level is pashanda dalam, subduing the atheists. So that is within sambandha jnana. That means to defeat all the wrong ideas and wrong theories by which we don't understand that my relationship is with Krishna in the relationship is one of Krishna as master and I am the servant. So that's the lowest level, but we shouldn't think that because it's the lowest level that, well, I want the highest thing. Why should I go for the lowest thing? It's at the lowest level, but Nityananda Prabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, was doing that. That's required. It means it's the lowest level of the highest entity, or the highest entity is Krishna katha. All other kinds of discussion, they are not transcendental. They're not pointing towards our prayojana, our ultimate goal of life. But it's required that all the wrong ideas be discussed by a Mahajana. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes Nityananda Mahajan in Godruma, Nityananda Mahajana. Nadiya Godrume Nityananda Mahajan Pati Ache Nama Hatta Jibe Rakaram. In Nadiya, in Godrum, the place of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's residence, he sees Nityananda Prabhu, Mahajana, great personality. He has made a marketplace of the holy name, in which the currency for purchasing the holy name is Shraddha. One should have faith in the holy name. Faith means faith that Naam bina kichu nahi kawara choda bhuvana maji. In the whole 14 worlds, there's nothing but the holy name. But people have other kinds of faith, misplaced faith. They may even have faith in the holy name, that the holy name will save us from... The purpose of the holy name is to save us from material disturbances. The first year I was in Bangladesh, 1989, it was the hottest summer there in 40 years. Just like this. Really, the summer didn't even begin here, but it's already extremely hot here in South India now. So extremely hot, and most of the people in the country, they'd never, if you talk about a tap, a water tap, in America they call that a faucet, I think.
Faucet.
Yeah, here in India it's called a tap, British English. Or if you tell them about an electric switch, they wouldn't have a clue what you're talking about, because they never seen or heard about such a thing. So it was drought, and no rain for so long. And they have ponds in each village, man-made pond. So one day they called me for Harinam. We're going around Harinam in the village. So in the village, we go house to house, and every house people would throw a bucket of water out in front of us. So there's no, it's very precious when there's no water. So later on I understood that this is what they do when there's a drought. They do Harinam and you throw water. Maybe something like the idea of sacrificing, something which is very dear to you. Just like in the Islamic tradition, there's the idea you sacrifice a camel to Allah, because the camel is very valuable to the Arabs in the desert. So they organized Harinam Sankirtan, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But the idea was, Krishna, give us some rain. So this idea that we have faith in the holy name will deliver us from all calamities. Yes, that's all right, but that's not the reason to chant Hare Krishna. Faith means, of course that may be defined in different ways, but faith, Shraddha Shabde Vishvas Kahe Sudhira Nischai, Jee Krishna Bhakti Koile Sarva Kama Krita Hai. By doing bhakti to Krishna, everything, all our needs, everything is taken care of. There's no need to do anything else. And our aim is to be situated that Tavapada Pangaja Stithadhuli, to be situated as a particle of dust at the lotus feet of Krishna. So this faith in chanting, how will we get that when we're from so many lifetimes? Anadi karma phale pari bhavarna vajale. From unlimited time we've fallen into the ocean of material existence. We're struggling here. Then we're convinced in so many ways. I am this body. I am a member of this community. I am meant for enjoying this material world. In so many ways, we have so many misconceptions. So we have to hear how these misconceptions are wrong. That is required. So our acharyas, they take much trouble to blast the misconceptions. Otherwise, we may be chanting Hare Krishna. We may hear about Prayojan Katha, discussing Krishna's pastimes, or discussing how to perform devotional service. But if we don't have a clear understanding of our relationship with Krishna, then we can go on hearing the pastimes of Krishna. Krishna is stealing the butter, Krishna is stealing the gopis' clothes. And we think, oh, that's very nice. But it doesn't actually help us, because we're not fixed in the understanding that this Krishna is the Supreme, I meant to serve Him. He is the Supreme Enjoyer. So we may take it as a pious activity, mundanely pious activity, to hear about Krishna. Or we may think, oh, hearing about Krishna, oh, by becoming more and more absorbed in thought of Krishna, then I can merge into the impersonal absolute. People, it's actually amazing how people, they may superficially be performing bhakti, but actually they're nourishing within their heart all kinds of desires which are not conducive to bhakti. They're not, If there's any other desire than to serve Krishna without any personal motive, then our performance of Shravan and Kirtan, it's like pouring water on the weeds that choke the creeper of pure devotion. So watering, having received the creeper of pure devotion within the heart, we have to water that with the water of Shravan Kirtan Jal. But if there are weeds, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has directly stated this, that if there are if we are cultivating other desires within the heart, such as the desire for money, fame, position, lab, puja, pratishta, then those weeds will be nourished. So our hearing and chanting about Krishna can actually be killing our actual Krishna consciousness if we don't get it right. Therefore, it's very important to hear what we require to hear from the proper persons who can explain these things. Otherwise, there may be a semblance of bhakti, but it's not actually bhakti. We should discuss prem katha, but there's some qualification. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never discussed these things openly. Even among his devotees, he would discuss the intimate moods of Radharani only with very few devotees. Actually, it's described 3.5 devotees. Srup Damada Ramanandarai Shikhi Mahiti, and the half is Madhavi Devi, elderly women, ascetic, the sister of Shikhi Mahiti. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was he came to give this love of Krishna up to the level of the gopis of Vrindavan, Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadhu Vargena Ya Kalpita. But he was very cautious in doing so. And our acharyas have also been cautious in doing so. Otherwise, to quote the biblical saying, there may be a matter of throwing pearls before a swine. The pig cannot appreciate. They will trample on that, misuse it. So we should know what the ultimate goal of life is, but we should also approach it cautiously. So Krishna Katha, there are various levels. And in a gathering like this, where everyone is supposed to be seriously practicing Krishna consciousness, studying Shastra, for us in our day-to-day life as recipients of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Shastra, of course, is a very broad meaning. Sometimes Prabhupada even includes the Bible and the Quran. Generally, Shastra means Veda Shastra. But in our day-to-day life, Shastra means studying the books of Srila Prabhupada. So it's presumed all of you are regularly studying. You should all, if you don't have the Grihasthas here, if you don't yet have Bhagavatam in your home, you should definitely take a set. There's not much, unless you're illiterate, then what is the meaning to being an initiated devotee and not having Prabhupada's books in your home? What's initiation for? Initiation means initiation into Divyam Gyanam Yato Dadyat. Diksha means to give that divyam jnanam, spiritual knowledge. So if we have to take the books of Prabhupada and keep them in our house. Otherwise there's no meaning to be initiated. If we're not interested to take the knowledge, Guru is meant for giving knowledge. The Gurus in the disciplic succession from Srila Prabhupada, they give the knowledge of Krishna consciousness as we have received it from Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada gave it in his books. So all of you, you should get Srimad Bhagavatam and all the books of Srila Prabhupada and read them. So then we're discussing here among ourselves topics of Krishna, among devotees who are committed to the process of Krishna consciousness, who are committed to hear about Krishna, to understand these topics. So definitely in a public program where people are coming maybe for the first time, they don't have familiarity with all these things, it'll be at a different level. We'll just be introducing in a basic way. So among the people in general, a lot of our preaching, it's not going to be Krishna prema, you should try to be a gopi and dance with the gopis in Vrindavan. We're not going to speak about that. First thing is to awaken them to their plight of suffering in the material world. Utishta, Jagrata, Prapya Varang Nibodhata. Get up, wake up, understand the facility in this human life to get people to understand. We're suffering, and we're suffering birth after birth. We should become aware of this. Find a solution. Here's the solution. The solution is in Bhagavad Gita as it is. It's in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. So that the first thing is to wake people up to the very need to hear Krishna Katha. Otherwise they think, well, some Swami came, and last week another Swami came, and next week another Swami will come, and they all say different things, and they're all different Swamis. Many years ago in Vishakhapatnam, I gave a lecture in a temple, and not an ISKCON temple. There was no ISKCON temple at the time there. And afterwards, one young girl came up. I suppose she wouldn't be young now, if she's still alive. But she came up and said, I was speaking against the idea that all is one. She said that, well, so many Swamis come to this temple, and they all say all is one. Then why are you saying something different? I said that, well, my dear girl, it's because all is not one. I'm not you, and you're not me, and we're not all together. It's just not a... Is it all one or not? So, well, all the Swamis say so. Well, all the Swamis can say on and on as they like. I said something different, so it means what I say is not one with what they say. But she couldn't accept it, because she thought all is one. All the Swamis say so. So there's a big wall of Mayavad, atheism, gross materialism, all kinds of wrong ideas. And then you get people coming, proclaiming themselves to be the savior of the people. Some Paramahamsa comes out calling himself Paramahamsa. And makes it more difficult. Then you have to tell others, he's a rascal. Oh, you're not a rascal, he's a holy man. No, he's a rascal. No, he's a holy man. Then he's exposed as a rascal. And then they say, see, all these Swamis are rascals. Before this so-called Paramahamsa was exposed, we'd say he's a rascal. No, you shouldn't say that. Then when he's exposed as being a rascal, you see, then they think, oh, you're also a rascal, because you're one of those Swamis. And the fact that we've been speaking against him and telling everyone that he's a rascal, they don't take that into account. So it's very, very difficult, no doubt. But we have to speak to awaken people to Krishna consciousness. Prem Pracharan, give the idea that beyond this world of birth and death, prastasmatu bhavano vyakto vyaktat sanatanaha, yasa sarveshu bhuteshu nasyatsu navinashyati. Beyond this material world where everything is created and destroyed again and again, There is the spiritual world where everything is eternal. Point the way back to Godhead. But at the same time, we have to point out that this world, it's not a fit place for a gentleman. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's description, it's like the whole material world is like a place, a hole in which people go to pass through. You don't have experience of that. Nowadays we have these flush toilets, but when the whole village goes and passes stool in one place, it all gets, well, there'll be a hole, this is what, a hole in the ground. Sometimes they have a hole in the ground, everyone goes. And I've experienced such a thing in that hot summer in Bangladesh. The toilet where everyone goes, and water, I mean, there's what a stink, and all surrounded by flies with maggots, and you go there and see all the maggots and think, well, that was me. And that's what I'm going to be again unless I chant Hare Krishna. So it's very educational, actually. Everything's educational, but in modern society they want to make nice roads and nice cars and everything nice and looking nice. Everyone's miserable, but everything looks nice. And so they can't even understand that they're miserable, because I got a nice house, I got a nice car, got a nice job, everything's wonderful. Except I'm depressed. But I can't show it because I'm a success. Okay, so take some pills to make, then I'll feel happy. And they go on in a very, very suffering mode of life. Suffering intensely. This whole material world is like a great ocean of suffering. Dukkha Sagar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to bring us to the Prema Sagar. We have to... The Krishna Katha begins with maybe not even talking much about Krishna. Just like Krishna begins his Krishna Katha to Arjuna, he doesn't talk much about Krishna. In the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna doesn't talk much about Krishna or bhakti. So what is this? We're saying we should not speak about Krishna and bhakti. Yes, Krishna Katha, but beginning with understanding this material world is a place of suffering, we're not the body, we don't belong here. That should be established. Otherwise, if we hear about Krishna, we'll say, well, what is this Krishna? Just something, someone believes in this Krishna. Why should I believe in this Krishna? People are they're interested in themselves. Well, first of all, understand that who are you? You are not the body. You're suffering in life after life. There is a solution. What is the solution? Krishna has given the solution in Bhagavad Gita. First, awaken people to their suffering condition. Atato brahma jignasa. Then we can inquire about what is the ultimate reality. Spiritual knowledge begins with inquiring into the ultimate reality. But mostly people that... they're not even on the level of thinking about what is the ultimate reality. This atato brahma jignasa, this becomes at the beginning of the first of the Vedanta Sutras. Different acharyas explain that in different ways. Srila Prabhupada explained that. Now we have come to the human form of life. But most people, having got the human form of life, they don't inquire into the nature of ultimate reality. They inquire into material enjoyment. So the Vedanta Sutras, that is Vyasadeva's contribution. That is known as Uttarmimamsa. And there's the Jaimini Purvamimamsa, in which he begins his Dharma Sutras with Atato Dharma Jignasa. Now we should inquire into dharma, which for him is a method. You follow the Vedas and you get material enjoyment. That's his point. So, atato brahma jignasa, some acharyas explain that to mean that, okay, now you've been through the Purvimimamsa, you've understood that the so-called enjoyment of this material world is all useless, therefore, inquire into the ultimate reality. Then you come to this point, having understood this. One should inquire into the ultimate reality. Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jignyasa shriya uttamam. The same point is made in the Bhagavatam, that having understood everything in the material world, even the elevation to the highest planets to be useless, because everything here is suffering, then one should approach Brahma Jignyasa. Who are you going to ask? The sabji seller on the street? No, you have to go to a Mahajan who will teach. So, this Brahma Jignyasa, one has to approach someone who knows that. And who is that? Tasmat gurum prabhadyeta jignyasu shreya uttamam shabde pareta nishnatam brahmanyu pashamashraya. One who is immersed in the transcendental sound, the knowledge of the actual knowledge of the Vedas, and is firmly fixed in the spiritual truth, such a person should be approached to understand. Mahajana, Brahma Jignyasa. So the Uttaramimamsa of Vyasadeva, that is taken by the impersonalists, followers of Shankara, and they think it's their own property. They think we are Vedantins. And they explain that Atmagyan, it's all, when we understand, when we actually understand, then we understand all is one. They discuss. Brahmagyan means to understand what are the various categories, different tattva, Atma tattva, Bhagavat tattva. But the Mayavadis, they want to make it all one. There's only one tattva. Tattva. That which makes that is called tattva. Tat means that. And that which makes something that is called tattva. Just like, for instance, cow tattva. What makes a cow? Well, should have four legs. Generally, it's possible to have cows with three legs, but generally have four legs. Two horns, unless they cut them off, which is sometimes done in people, the baby cow, they take the horn off. In the Indian cow, they should have this dewlap underneath and the hump on the back. There's certain characteristics which make it a cow. If it has canine teeth, it's not a cow. It may have four legs and a tail, two eyes, but it has canine teeth, it's not a cow. There are certain characteristics that make a cow. So cow tattva, what are the definitions? What are the points that make it a cow? So in this way, Brahma Jignyasa means to understand everything categorically, which means to go beyond our range of immediate experience. In our range of immediate experience, we can categorize. This is a cow. This is the characteristics that make a cow. These are the characteristics that make a donkey. These are the characteristics that make a tree. So we can categorize in various ways. But then to understand that which is beyond our senses, then we have to do Brahma Jignyasa. Brahma also means the Vedas. The Vedas ultimately point to that which is beyond our immediate sensual experience. Otherwise, there'd be no need of the Vedas. If it's only concerned with topics that within our mental experience, then we could ascertain everything by ourselves. But the Vedas, they teach us of topics which are beyond our immediate sensual and mental capacity to grasp. So all the different tattvas, they are summarized in Bhagavat Tattva. Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, is Bhagavat Tattva, knowledge of Krishna, how Krishna is everything, everything emanates from Krishna, Krishna controls everything, still Krishna is separate from everything, we are linked with Krishna in pure devotional service, or we're separated from Him by our false sense of independence. So all these topics to be understood. And then ultimately we come to Prem Katha. And that also, that may be on different levels, discussing of the love of Krishna, the Lakshmi Narayana Vaikuntha Katha, and there may be Ayodhya Katha, Dwaraka Katha, Mathura Katha, Vraj Katha. Then within Vraj Katha there's also discussions of the cowherd boys, of the parents of Krishna, the gopis with Krishna, even the gopis with Krishna, there are two divisions. So there's various categories of Krishna Katha, and it's all in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is why I wanted you to give me that verse. You can give that now. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes, yeah, in his instructions to Sanatana Goswami. When you've been through the Bhagavatam, then you have to go through Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yeah, what's the next verse? We go up like this. Whoa! Oh. Next. Okay. Didn't work. Okay. Yeah, so this is described about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's amazing how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he just in simple words captures everything. But I lost it again, because I don't know how to use this thing. Sri Bhagavata Tattvaras. Sri Bhagavata Tattvaras. Bhagavat Prachar. Is that it? Okay. No. Sri Bhagavat Tattva Ras Karila Prachar Krishna Tula Bhagavat Janailo Krishna. Sri Bhagavata Tattva Ras Karila Prachare Krishna Tula Bhagavat Janailo Shamsare. In Srimad Bhagavatam there is Tattva and there is Rasa. There is knowledge of the different categories of existence, and there is rasa. That we find from the first and second verses, especially the second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedam Vastava Matra Vastu. This Srimad Bhagavatam gives the actual knowledge of the Vedas. Then in the third verse, Pipata Bhagavata Rasam Alayam, there is discussion of rasa. So Bhagavatam is philosophy, we can call it philosophy, and rasa, the taste of pure devotional service. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Bhagavata Tattva Ras, I lost it. Karailo Prachare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he preached this. And therefore, Krishna Tula Bhagavat Janailo Shamsari. He preached, he let it be known to the world that the Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna, non-different from Krishna. Krishna in book form. Okay, now I'm going back to the previous verse. How do I go there? How do I go to the previous verse? Ah, so what are the tattvas which are described in Srimad Bhagavatam? Krishna tattva, bhakti tattva, prema tattva, sha, bhava tattva, rasa tattva, lila tattva, ah. So all these discussions, they're there in Srimad Bhagavatam, in a in a manner that we can understand them. Krishna tattva. Then if we start discussing Krishna tattva, then that's another 25 lectures at least. 25 million lectures. That's the whole Bhagavatam. Krishna tattva. Summarized, Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. Or as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted, that actually I only know two names for Krishna. There's Yashoda Nandan and Shyamasundar. So at one level, even that Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam, even that is left behind. Bhakti tattva, prema tattva, bhava tattva, rasa tattva, lila tattva. This is all the subject of Srimad Bhagavatam. So to make a long story short, please read Srimad Bhagavatam with Srila Prabhupada's commentary. If you don't have a set in your home, get a set. Don't delay. If you have a TV set in your home, get rid of that and get a Bhagavatam set instead. Hare Krishna. Okay, we'll finish there for now. Hare Krishna!